All right, let's jump into this. Love our time with Robert Palmer. Rose, you got some great questions today?
From mortgages to cash, interest rates and credit, Robert Palmer helps you with it. The Money Minute.
Robert Palmer from the Saving Thousands Radio Network is here. Now, does a low home appraisal mean the deal is totally off? How does that work?
Yeah, so we see this happen a lot. Sometimes the seller gets a little too aggressive with their asking price, and the buyer gets emotionally attached, so they start bidding up, and then all of a sudden the appraisal comes in, and the price is not supported. So when a low appraisal happens, you've got a couple options. The buyer can decide to bring the additional cash, right? So Say you're going to buy the home for $220,000, and you're going to put 5% down, and only appraised for $200,000. You'd have to put your 5% down plus the $20,000 difference in the appraisal.
Okay.
That's one option. A lot of times the buyer and seller can renegotiate the price. You know, the seller, it's pretty hard to sell a home for above appraised value. A lot of times the buyer and seller will come back together and renegotiate a new lower price. Maybe the seller was contributing some money toward closing costs for the buyer. They may take that away, drop the price. There's a lot of different ways. Usually the real estate agents come together at this point and try to keep the deal alive. If you're putting excess money down, say you're putting 20% down, then it may not affect you. You can just get a lower down payment loan and then use the rest of your money to cover the difference. So don't give up just because an appraisal comes in low.
All right. Thanks, Robert. And if you have questions for him, just tweet me at Radio Rose. Use hashtag Money Minute.